Well, my name is Dr. Wayne Wiebe, and I'm in charge. I'm the director of quality assurance for AMPA for HM Close. And my background, I have a PhD in plant pathology from UC Davis and currently live here in Davis, California.
Beautiful spot to be talking about seeds and all the fresh vegetables we had for lunch downtown and things like that. And a lot of those vegetables come from HM Close Seeds, one of the leading vegetable seed producers, a part of Limagrand, a worldwide company owned and operated by French farmers. And so it comes from farm roots. But tell us a little about your quality assurance area and just to the farmer, why is that important, I guess, when it comes to the seed that he buys?
Well, there's actually a couple. If you want to look at the quality picture as a whole, there's a couple components to it. One of it is the quality control, which is generally the testing processes that we do to the seed, and then there's the quality assurance, which is the more proactive point of view where it's like, how can we measure the quality of the product that we're developing? How can we use a continuous improvement to assure that it stays at least as good as it is, and hopefully we'll get better over time to better meet the needs of our customers?
You're a global company. You deal with a lot of different issues and a lot of different farms around in different countries around the world. Do the different countries and different locations play into this quality assurance, or is it pretty much standard across the board?
No, it can make a difference. I mean, it depends on maybe if you have a tomato that's going to – you want to have high quality of a product regardless of where it's going. There's no question about that. But it's going to be a different environment in terms of something's in a greenhouse produced, it's growing as transplants, it's going to a field for direct seeded. So the environment which the product is being grown or produced can have an effect. And then also the markets themselves – what is the market demand in terms of the quality of the product, quality of the seed that's coming in? So there are definitely differences, say, even within a particular market in terms of what the components need, but also between markets, different countries, different locations. And we try to make sure that our product meets or exceeds the needs of all the customers and all of those.
You know, if you're looking, I guess, even from the drought-ridden situation we've got here in California, we're covered up with water right now in South Florida. Even those kind of humidity differences come into play, I guess, in that kind of research as well, working with your farmers in the field, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It can have a big influence in terms of performance of the seed, rate of germination, type of plant that's produced from that, and, of course, the disease aspect. It's a far different environment, for example, in California, if something's going to be planted in the field and never have water on its foliage in terms of the entire crop production process, where if it goes, and you mentioned Florida and the water excess there, if it's going to be raining every day and humid and warm. So certainly from a disease standpoint, the environment makes a huge difference in terms of the risk and what needs to be done to monitor the crop and prepare and make sure that you're ready for it. Then also, the soil temperatures and moisture for performance, germination, emergence, uniformity, and those kind of things with the seed itself.
So when you're talking about, and we've talked to some of your colleagues about how much y'all are interacting with those farmers in the development of these crops and test plots and all that, that's hand-in-hand with your quality assurance and not only variety development, but quality assurance development along the same track, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a very strong marketing and communications department, and I interact very closely with both those groups to make sure that I'm receiving the information on what our market needs in terms of the quality. We're communicating to the customers things that we're working on. Maybe there's a disease, for example, that's of interest to the wider community as a whole. So we may work with professional associations to put information flyers together, bulletins together, go out and distribute those through our communication groups and other groups. And then, again, with the marketing folks, find out, what is it? Is our product performing well? If not, what does it need for an improvement? How do we go about doing that? And we can work together to develop a strategy to accomplish that.
I guess when we see some of these diseases pop up in the field and go to meetings like the California Seed Association and AST and these others, it even brings competitors to the table to try to answer some of those problems together, doesn't it?
Yeah, generally that's one of the things with disease that sometimes can be a little different with genetics. So genetics, it's crown jewels, you know, it's proprietary. You really want to keep that. But a disease is something that can affect everybody, and it's not good for anybody to have any kind of a disease issue. So certainly we as a seed industry have and continue to work well together on that. There's a number of professional committees. The American Seed Trade Association has some. There's things within the seed companies, International Seed Health Initiatives, a number of other groups that are formed that the companies work together to share resources in some cases, to maximize knowledge, share knowledge for the greater good, and trying to make sure that nobody really has these problems, either the seed companies or our customers themselves, because it's to nobody's advantage that those things occur.
If you had one message to send to the farmers listening to this broadcast, something I'm not asking that I should be asking, what would that message be?
Well, the message would be is that obviously we appreciate your support. We try on our end, I think, to do the best that we can to provide as good a possible quality of product that we can. Maybe in some cases it doesn't perform particularly well in your environment. So we appreciate whatever efforts can be made on your behalf and our behalf to work together to try to identify those so that in the long run we can work on finding products that will perform to the level you need them if there's something that needs to be improved now. And we appreciate that kind of positive interaction to improve our products as we move forward.
It seems like that's a theme through this company, HM Close, and its parent, Lee McGraw, being a farmer-owned company, that partnership with the farmer in the field to really bring those developments about.
Well, it's important. It's that's where the action is. That's where whatever we're developing is needed. So, of course, we have to know what is needed. I mean, many of these projects that we embark on are long-term, and they're expensive. They're not something that can be done in a few days or a few weeks or a few months. They take years. And as such, we have to make sure that we understand the issues and we're on the right track before we embark on these projects, because then we're maybe devoting things that are not going to maximize benefit, devoting resources for things that are not going to maximize benefit for the growers or for our company itself. So it is to everybody's best interest to do that, to identify long-term trends, what are the needs, and how can we best allocate our resources to accommodate that.
And with that, Dr. Wayne Wiebe, HM Close, we appreciate you as Director of Quality Assurance for HM Close in the American Pacific region. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you much. I appreciate it. Thank you.